Chapter 2. Stormalong Goes to Sea. As Stormy grew older and bigger, he started to feel a little cramped on Cape Cod. Stormy felt hemmed in by all the cute little houses and villages. He needed more space, so he headed up toward Boston, which he knew was a big city. Have you ever been to Boston? Many of its streets used to be cow paths, so they're narrow and twisted. Walking around Boston is like being lost in a maze. In fact, there are some people who got so lost that they are still looking for their way out. The buildings in Boston are so close together that even the grass grows skinny. A big guy like Stormy found only two places with enough room for him to stretch out. One was the Boston Common, but that was usually filled with grazing sheep. The other was the waterfront, where ships arrived from all over the world. In Boston, Stormy looked out over the harbor and felt his heart swell with joy at the sight of all the ships. Right then and there, he decided to go to sea. Stormy looked in the local newspaper and saw an advertisement for a cabin boy. He wasn't sure what a cabin boy was, but he knew it was someone who worked on a ship. Stormy grabbed the ad and found the good ship Misanthwart and offered his services to the captain. The captain took one look at Stormy and hired him on the spot. The captain knew that the boy's great size could be a real advantage on a tall ship. Without ever leaving the deck, he would be able to straighten out twisted topsails or repair rotten ratlines. On his first day on board the Misanthwart, Stormy stood watch. This meant that he stood on deck looking for dangerous reefs, rocks, or rotating water. Most other sailors could only see as far as the horizon, but not Stormy. He stood so tall that he saw over the horizon and halfway down the other side.